BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, here is Wednesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Alice Levine plays Real or No Real. We've made some more versions of Let Me Take a Selfie, recreating great moments in history. Why are Kate and William trying to be good at everything they're not? It's all on this podcast. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1. Hello, I'm Scott Mills. Well, I've had a very strange morning. We're filming something today for our alternative selfie videos, which we're going to have for you at the end of the week. You know the girl from Let Me Take a Selfie? We got her to do some alternative commentary about famous moments in history. So we've done the moon landing. We're doing the World Cup and the win in 66 for England, as she would have seen it if she was around then. We've also done some others for you, which we'll play a bit later. Because we got her to do loads of things, like, for instance, for the moon landing.
Oh, he's such a moon tease.
Because that's what she would have said if she was there then at the time.
I like it because it's different to all the normal selfie videos that are out at the moment.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many. So we decided to recreate some famous moments in history with her. We'll have the video for you towards the end of this week. But we did some filming for it today and we had to look like we were in the 60s. I just look... Well, at the moment, I'm still dressed like it. I am dressed like I'm in Busted, only 10 years late.
But why did you turn up to the bit that we were filming today with loads of makeup on? Is this your own personal makeup?
No, guyliner is on at the moment. That's because earlier I was doing another bit of filming and a photo shoot wearing red crushed velvet as Laura Whitmore looked on.
Dare I ask why?
It's for... Can I say this tie off? It's quite restricting.
Kind of weird. You're undressing live on the radio. It's horrible.
Are you liking it?
No. Yeah. Don't do that with the tie. That's from... Don't do that.
Just swing it around my head, no?
No.
Hello. It's for Heat Magazine for next week. Me and Laura Whitmore did a little shoot, a photo shoot for Eurovision. And yeah, I dressed up as someone from the 70s, so what?
But it's all fine, you know, we're doing this video at the moment, that's all cool. You got right involved, dressed up as normal.
Yeah.
But then someone insisted that I needed to get dressed up as well. Now look at my hair.
Oof.
Doesn't it look like it's been up the backside of a cow?
No, it looks good, actually.
Really?
It's wet look gel. I mean, it's quite stuck down. Are you going to be all right with that?
I don't know, I feel flammable.
Yeah, don't go any naked flames. Okay, so we'll have these videos for you later on in the week. Someone's beavering away on them right now. And also today, we have Alice Levine playing Real or No Real. And chart update with Jamila Jamil, that'll be at 3:30. We'll let you into exactly what we're doing on these videos, about 1:45 today.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Yesterday was a right laugh because we had Charlotte Crosby on playing Innuendo Bingo. Video's doing really well at the moment, but we could always do with more views. Go to the Radio 1 YouTube channel, or there's a handy link to it at the moment on the Radio 1 Twitter, so just go to Radio 1 Twitter and click on the link. Her face did fall off at one point.
Oh, God, I've never seen this before on Bingo.
We've got a situation here.
There's a situation, emergency.
Her face is coming off.
It looks like your actual face is falling off. Oh, man. Okay, right. Are you right to play that still with the eyelash
halfway down the eye? I'm just spitting the water at any time now.
Okay, do you want me to take your eyes and I'll put them here?
Oh, yeah.
And you actually took your eyes and put them on the side there, ready for her to use later.
It was horrible. It was one of the most horrible things I've seen. It's just a spat in her face. And at one point, it just her face looked like it was melting. And what was it, the eye...
Lashes.
Eyelashes came off there.
Why do you find it so hard to differentiate between the eyelash and the eyebrow? Because you kept saying eyelash.
Yeah,
I
kept saying eyebrow. But I think it's just because I don't really have fake anything around my eyes. And actually, it was hard to deal with.
You definitely have eyelashes, Chris.
Yeah, I've got eyelashes, yeah. But
that's what it was.
That's what's confusing is when you look at her face and she's got something going down her face and it's hairy and you're trying to work out what it is.
Yeah, I know. Anyway, so if you want to see her hairy face, Charlotte Crosby, Innuendo Bingo is there on the Radio 1 Twitter right now. It's brilliant video, actually. And I like how she got fully involved with the waters and at one point just chucked it over Chris.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Yeah, Charlotte!
Ah, got ya!
Straight in the face!
Didn't see that one coming, did ya?
Oh, please put them down. All right.
Put the waters down. Put the waters down, Charlotte. It's not worth it. She had two in her hand and she was like, I'm going to chuck it over yous!
It is interesting seeing what some of these celebrities look like when they're soaked. I mean, my favourite of late has been Foxy's. I mean, that was one hell of a transformation. When you see a before and after pic of Foxy's during Innuendo Bingo, it's incredible.
We absolutely ruined her. So if you did miss the hilarious In Your Bingo with Charlotte from Geordie Shore yesterday, it's on now. The video's online. Even the opening picture, which is just like the shot, the screenshot, is incredible. You're giving it to her full on in the face. Mm. Get online now and have a look.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
You know how sometimes when I go places, I like to take a little souvenir with me?
Yeah.
Like always in hotels, I do take the toiletries. Is that allowed? I do anyway.
I think it's okay.
So I was at this Ella Henderson thing last night where she performed live. It was amazing.
Is she good?
Oh, so good. Yeah, like an incredible voice. Best voice I've heard in a long time. Faultless. Anyway, you've been hearing about on Newsbeat, Ella Henderson. She's got this big new project, big new album. And the stage was surrounded by what looked like pink lips, only made out of triangles. Very cool. And I've actually taken one of the pink triangles, which is like a little souvenir. But I thought they'd be made of like polystyrene or something good, but it's just literally like a pink box, though. Mm. Made of paper.
Oh, you
want it?
You're right.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So last week, we met Alexis Killercam, and she is the girl who is the voice of Selfie, the song by Chainsmokers, which is everywhere. Let me take a selfie, that one. She got the job because she knows the Chainsmokers, and they asked her to be on the track. And now it's gone global, mate. I mean, there's so many different videos, so many different parodies of this song floating around online. Normally with a different celebrity being the voice of Selfie. Everyone's got those.
I mean, every radio station at some point
in the world
has done the Selfie video.
Yeah, we've done it. But we wanted to do something a little bit different. So rather than just get somebody else to do the words to Selfie, we get the girl, Selfie Girl, the voice of 2014, to recreate some moments in history. So it's different words, but over the track. A really memorable one being the moon landing. Imagine if Selfie Girl was there watching that, the man on land on the moon for the first time.
Oh, he's such a moon tease.
That's what it would sound like. Or maybe like the World Cup win, England winning in 1966. This is what it would sound like if she was around at the time.
What is it with these guys' shorts? Hot pants are so 66. Retro or what? Shouldn't this game have finished already? I was supposed to meet Tiffany 5 minutes ago. Her boyfriend plays football too. She's such a fake wag. He's definitely cheating on her. Isn't chasing balls a bit, you know? Oh my God, some people are on the pitch. Wait, Tiffany just texted me. She thinks it's all over. Oh, wait, it is now. That guy was such a douche.
That's what it would have sounded like. I've got two more great moments in history coming up from the Selfie Girl. And imagine what it would sound like if she was commentating on these at the time.
But, I mean, you get taught all these great moments. You've seen the videos of these amazing historical moments at school and college over and over again.
It's a good way of remembering them, I think.
It's well weird hearing the Selfie Girl do it in her sort of sassy way.
Now, we will have a video of these for you. This is what we've been doing this morning, reenacting some of these famous moments in history. We've reenacted, me and Chris, some of the scenarios. We'll have that for you ready for tomorrow. And two more moments in history next.
When Jason's at the table, I kept on seeing him look at me while he's with that other girl.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Chainsmokers, Selfie on Radio 1. So instead of doing another version of that with the same lyrics, we have got the Selfie Girl to do just great moments in history. Got another two coming up for you now.
Let me take a selfie.
Which we recorded with that girl, Alexis, last week. James on Twitter says, I really want Selfie Girl to commentate on my life. Imagine if she was the commentator on your life all the time, just following around. So this guy just got in the shower, and it's really hot. Okay, so another great moment in history. I mean, it's a very easy way to remember all of the facts about what happened. Think about something royal that happened in the last few years. Big, really big.
Right then. The royal wedding.
Royal wedding. But what would have Selfie Girl said?
So I'm really into this guy. He's like so British and he's ginger. That's so in right now. Apparently his brother is the heir to the throne or something. Is he single? Wait, look who's getting out of the car. Who wears Alexander McQueen? That tiara is so ratchet. Oh my God, the sister is definitely trying to upstage the bride. Look at that VPL. Who even gets married in the Abbey anymore? This has nothing on my prom.
It's like the greatest moments in history.
That's what would have happened.
Are they getting ruined? I can't tell.
This has nothing on my prom. Okay, here's one that I'm personally proud of, because I may have written the lyrics to this. Another great moment in history, well, my favourite from the 17th century, the plague.
What?
This is what it would have been like.
Wait, pause. Did anyone see the big rat over there? London is so disgusting. There is trash everywhere. It's so gross. Why is there a boil on my face? It's literally the size of an egg. That's so bubonic. Oh no, my tongue's turned black. I feel like I'm gonna throw up. I could actually die right now. But first, let me take a selfie.
So that's the Great Plague there. But all the facts are in there, right? And it's like 30 seconds long. So if you got tested on that in an exam, you'd be flying.
True that.
Isn't it?
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Katy Perry, Raw on BBC Radio 1. I'm Scott Mills. Coming up, A1 Nation, Avicii and Foxes. Who we ruined, how, on Innuendo Bingo last time.
It was shocking.
Absolutely incredible. Really, really good.
It is the picture before where everyone looks really pleasant, and then the picture afterwards where... I mean, with the best woman in the world, she's a good-looking girl, but
she's a mess.
I mean, it was like a clown face.
Oh, videos online now on the Radio 1 YouTube channel. Lots of people are like, hello, it's like nearly an hour into the show, and it's Wednesday, have you forgotten something?
Oh, God, nearly an hour.
No, I'm just teasing. You ready?
A bit late today, girls.
Halfway through the week. You know what it means. Shake it. This is your midweek warning. You're halfway through the week now. I've got a pea stuck in me.
Got bumble flu.
Excuse me. It's just a small pea that's got lodged in my throat.
Oh no, we've not got Mrs. Doubtfire. Why are we always talking about Mrs. Doubtfire?
You might need to do a Heimlich on me.
Do you want me to take over?
I can't die during Bumble Wednesday.
It's 1:54 on Radio 1.
Mind you, it's what I would have wanted. Mills died during Bumbleo Wednesday. That'd be awesome. Well, not awesome, obviously, but you know what I mean. If I had to. James of Wolverhampton's going crazy. Jack in Newport is shaking it. Neo in London also loving Bumbleo Wednesday. And Vicky having a little dance to brighten up her day while revising for her master's exam. Bumbleo has really distracted me from revision, says Laura. This literally makes my week. That's from Cameron. Colin in Glasgow. Darren in Cardiff. Oh, we've never got this far into it. Keep it going. Lauren in Stortford doing her chemistry exam.
People quite enjoying Bumbleo Wednesday for those who celebrate it on a St. George's Day as well.
St. George's Day, Bumbleo. What's this bit?
Oh, we've never got this far in.
FFS. Okay, thanks.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It was really good to speak to Gaga last week when we were on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show, wasn't it?
I've forgotten about that.
That did happen. We spoke to her on the phone. It was great apart from this.
Yes, I do have panties.
Oh!
Yes. Sorry, I can't even remember how you got round to that.
Because she said that on her new tour, which is like Art Pop, Art Rave, which is on in America at the moment, when she brings it here, it's the same set. So what you have is a clear stage. So you'll be able to actually walk under the stage and it's clear. So you'll be able to see up. So I said, you will be wearing underwear, won't you? And she said...
Yes, I do have panties. Yes.
Now, if she just replied with, yes, I do have underwear, then I would have been absolutely fine with that. Or even pants. It's just the E's on the end. The I-E-S. That I can't deal with.
Yes, I do have panties. Yes.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
No, it's a horrible word.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Sadly, for quite a few times, there's a college in Cambridge that booked Jessie J just before she came big. And then her price tag went up somewhat. And that was the end of that.
I love it when you get a big pop star for a bargain.
I know. I mean, it has happened a couple of times. But then Emma in Leeds says that her uni backed Bastille for freshers. She was so excited. And then, oh, sorry, we got really massive during the summer. Nah, we can't do that anymore. It's annoying, but that's the way it goes. Hey, have we mentioned that Bumbleo Wednesday is on?
Yes.
It's a shorter week with the bank holiday, isn't it?
Yeah. Ballet.
Yes. Bumbleo,
Bumbleo. Ballet. Hey, we've got a new video for you. It's the Vamps having a little shimmy to Bumbleo. Actually, Vamps fans will love this, won't they?
Mm.
Where can we find that, Chris?
Do you know what? You go on the Radio 1 YouTube, and if you search through the recent uploads, you'll find it on there, because there's so much stuff on the Radio 1 YouTube. But you will find it if you look hard enough. The Vamps do Bumbleo Wednesday. Worth a look.
It is. Any Vamps fan will want to see this. It's them in the studio. We recorded it when they came in recently, and smooth moves. Quite Latino in their approach.
I'll tell you what, we'll both tweet a link to it as well.
On our Twitter.
Yeah.
Twitterers. Okay, right, let's do it now. Vamps doing Bumbleo Wednesday on our Twitters coming up. And also, if you go Radio 1 YouTube, recent uploads, you'll find it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I've seen a video doing the rounds today that is on the BBC News website as well of Wills and Kate.
Oh, is it still their tour of Australia?
They're doing this, yeah, they're doing the tour of Australia.
How long left now? Like another 2 years, is it? It's been going on for ages. Is there anyone in Australia they haven't met now?
They're doing a good job of getting around, but they're trying lots of different things.
And oh, I know.
The video I've seen today is of them DJing, right? And Prince Charles did this before, I remember, at a youth centre. And it's a great photo, Prince Charles with headphones on, doing some token scratching. But the thing that's annoying me is, do you remember when I showed you the video of Wills and Kate playing cricket the other day?
Yes, I saw that. Like, Kate was rubbish at cricket.
They were awful.
They were both awful. Like, they couldn't hit it, but then...
Everyone
applauds massively. It's like, no, were you watching the same thing? They were awful.
Mm, really poor. And it's the same with the DJ. And they've gone and done the DJ and the video. You know, they both take it in turns. A bit of scratching.
Can't believe I'm saying this. Kate Middleton DJ set. I mean, we've said this before. Everybody's a DJ now. But Kate Middleton, do you want to hear it? Here she is doing her token scratching. She's got the backing track. She's doing... That's Kate, that is. People taking pictures. All she's doing is literally moving it around so it goes.
Now, if there she is.
If you were this bad in a club, you'd be taken off immediately.
Because, I mean, there is a guy helping her for some of it. I mean, I think that's quite reasonable. And then Prince William takes over.
Prince William's on now.
Massive round of applause. Yeah. Not really deserved.
Oh, I don't know what that means. Oh, I love them, though. I do love them.
I love them. I just think on this tour of Australia...
Can we all stop applauding them if they're bad?
Yeah, let's be honest. They're doing a lot of things badly. Why not just do a couple of things well?
They are getting to try all the things, aren't they? Like, literally everything.
They're doing everything, mate.
Yeah, but cooking, quite badly.
Cooking, I saw them sailing.
Yeah, I saw them.
Awful.
Not that good at that either.
And I'm not hating. I honestly think they're brilliant, but do fewer things, do them well.
Yeah, I mean, if you're in a club and this came on, I mean, granted, I've also been chucked off the decks before, but that's for different reasons.
Yes.
Just tired and emotional, isn't it?
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
And Alice Levine off of Nighttime Radio 1's is going to be on Real or No Real in the next 10, 15 minutes. A lot of people agreeing with you. They just need to do a few less things than they're doing, but do the ones they are doing well, talking about Kate and Wills, because they're doing a lot of things at the moment, and some of them they're awful at. Mm. And the whole world is watching, do you know what I mean? Like, don't make them do a DJ set.
Mm.
Yeah. Hello, Grace, who was revising earlier, but now says, I think she's on some kind of trek or hike or something, but she still managed to tweet. She says, listening to you while being stuck in mud and getting attacked by stinging nettles.
Gonna need a dock leaf on that.
They're not still on, are they?
Gen general foraging isn't still on, I don't think. I think that's a who in itself.
When was the last time you had a dock leaf?
Did those ever work? Because I swear I got told, like, oh, like, I remember stinging myself. My dad was like, right, I'm going to find a dock leaf.
Oh, no, right, now, parents obsessed with dock leaves. It's like, okay, well, good luck finding one.
It's like, why are we, yeah, why are we doing a dock leaf? And then he came back with a leaf. There was, I don't think it worked.
Right, here's the thing. It never worked. So you're like, ow, you've got those bumps on your skin from the stinging nettle. And then, like, the dock leaf, he's just rubbing a leaf on you.
Yeah.
It doesn't actually do anything. It's providing no comfort to me whatsoever.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Nick Grimshaw's just walked in.
I did want you to.
You did? You said that earlier.
Thanks.
Hi, love.
Hi, are you okay?
Yeah, how are you?
I didn't mean to come in and go on the radio, but I came in at the end of the Pretty Reckless.
You did, yes. Just to say hello.
It's Scott Mills.
It's because I've got a lot of makeup on.
Oh, okay.
That's
so
why.
Caught the sun on.
That's
something?
Why I look nice.
Or had a full face of makeup.
Little photo shoot I did earlier with Laura Whitmore.
Oh, sure. I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
What were you doing?
I dressed up as someone from the 70s for a Heat magazine shoot for Eurovision.
Oh, a sexy shoot.
Long to your life.
No, not a sexy shoot. Oh, no, my life's shoot. Weird.
Who would more make one, you or Laura Whitmore?
Me. Obviously. I'm coming on your TV show on Friday.
Yes, you are. That's why I've come to see you, because I've just been in a meeting about you being on that show.
Right?
Yeah.
Is it all going
to
be fine?
Yeah, it's good. It's just I just go to the meeting and they tell us all the things that's going to be happening, and I found out what one of your sweats is and I really liked it.
Okay, cool.
Clue?
No, yeah. We can't say that.
Cause well, we can't say it because it'll be on the telly.
Yeah.
10 o'clock. BBC 3.
Next week.
RIP. Yeah. Next Tuesday.
Will he be in pain?
No.
No?
Oh, have you ever watched it?
I just have to say what annoys
involved.
Me. Yeah.
No. I was just hoping that something more might happen.
No, maybe. No. I don't know. Not that I'm as far as
no.
I'm aware.
Oh, okay. No, nothing worse. The proper script means tomorrow.
All right, sure. Good to see you, though. You're looking
nice
well.
Nice to see you. Yeah, thanks. Yeah. I've got gammy eye today.
What happened?
I don't know. I just woke up with a gammy
eye. Okay, good.
Anyway,
okay, Riddle No Riddles next.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's Wednesday, which means that Alice Levine is playing Real or No Real. You've now become a regular fixture.
Have I? Am I officially invited back?
Yeah, you're on. Even though, why are you on the phone, please? Can't be bothered.
It's a bit tacky.
Oh, just literally can't be bothered. Now, I've got to go to work, haven't I?
Yes.
Yeah, 10 o'clock, that is, tonight.
I'm doing this filming for Channel 4. Don't go on about it. It's a massive deal. Anyway, you're the diva. You're the one that blew me out last time.
That was because we were recording something very exciting for the show for coming weeks, actually.
Well, I clearly know where I come in the priority list. What if?
Sorry. But it's lovely to speak to you. So are you ready to play Real or No Real?
I'm so ready.
Are you ready, Chris?
I'm ready.
Okay. Here's a selection of facts. Some of them made up, some of them absolutely true. You've got to tell me which is which.
Paolo Nutini auditioned to be in S Club Juniors, but was rejected because he couldn't dance.
Oh, my God. Paolo Nutini is on at the moment.
Why is he Nutini?
Or how do you pronounce it?
Nutini.
Paolo Nutini.
Paolo Nutini.
How is it meant to be pronounced, Scott?
You say again?
Paolo Nutini.
Paolo Nutini. You're going
you're
new.
Nutini. Why is he Nutini like he's made of nougat?
Yeah. He is Paolo on Nutini. In a big way right now. He's playing Radio 1's Big Weekend in Glasgow. And he the ladies loving him. Did the ladies used to love him as much as they do now? I don't think so.
I'm sure they didn't.
Alice?
I am not partial, but I can see why somebody would be.
Not keen?
Not massively Alice Lakeen.
No.
I think it's just everyone being told that they should fancy him, and now everyone's, oh, isn't Paolo Nutini great?
Nutini. You say it really weird. No, he is hot, 100%.
Oh, right, okay, confirmed.
Yeah, confirmed artist.
I don't think that it would be an issue that he couldn't dance, because that Calvin one off of S Club Juniors, who I don't think he could dance.
Calvin Goldspink.
Oh my God!
Oh, please
you know
don't. Please don't let me Google that and then find that that's actually his full name. Calvin who?
Oh, no.
Goldspink.
If you've remembered, yes, he has remembered that. That's really weird.
Oh my God! He clearly had a calendar.
Name more of them, Scott.
I can't. Rochelle Humes.
Yeah.
Frankie Sanford
and. Aaron Renfrey.
My good God.
That's really weird.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Damn right it is. But did Paolo Nutini want to be in S Club Juniors, Real or No Real?
That's ridiculous. I was thinking about applying for S Club Juniors. It could have happened. Honestly, I remember when they were doing the big auditions. I think it might have even been part of a CBBC show. And there was loads of auditions. And I was going to go to Wembley. But there was too much of a queue.
Oh, you couldn't be bothered to queue, love.
I don't want to cast aspersions on the stage age of Chris or of Paolo Nutini, but wouldn't they all have been, wouldn't you both have been about 15 years older than the others?
No.
Yeah, you would, though.
No, I wouldn't. No,
yeah, you would. You were like, how old were you when S Club Juniors were on?
Must have been about 16.
Well, you're too old.
15, 16?
They were like 11, 12, weren't they?
No, yeah, look, Calvin least, yeah. Goldspink, I'm just looking on Google at the moment, is age 25. So, no, it's not inconceivable I could have been one of the S Club Juniors.
Oh, he's getting shirty, Scott. He's getting shirty. Mm.
But Paolo Nutini, definitely not, because he had songs ages ago. And I, the S Club Juniors did, but they couldn't do what Paolo did then.
Real or no real?
No real.
No real.
That one is real.
Ah!
Oh, what? That is awesome. That's a good fact.
He auditioned to be in the S Club Juniors.
Yes, he did. See, if only you joined that queue, the ladies would be falling over you like they're falling over Paolo now.
I could have met Paolo.
And next, Coldplay were originally called the Nuclear Toasters. And that's it. Awful name.
No, I'm sure I would have heard this if this is real. Alice, do you know
when? You know when you think of a name, though, because I kind of think Coldplay is a bit of a rubbish name, but we're so used to it now. It's like, yeah, it's Coldplay. But if you actually think about it, that's kind of rubbish too.
In fact, so there's a lot of rubbish band names, but you just kind of accept it because that's what they're called.
Yeah, like, I mean, the Saturdays, rubbish, but you just accept it.
Are you calling the Saturdays rubbish?
Oh, no, this has gone wrong.
No, you're just saying their band name's rubbish, aren't you?
Thank you, Chris.
Yeah.
Were Coldplay actually called the Nuclear Toasters when they started out?
No, I just can't imagine. I'm saying no real.
Alice?
So no real.
That one is no real.
Yes. Mm.
But here's a good thing. They were actually originally called Pectorals and then briefly changed it to Starfish before finally deciding on Coldplay.
Really?
Pectorals?
You can't get up with me, but I'm appalled.
You can't call your band Pectorals with a Z, if you please.
As in these ones.
No.
As in pecs, yes. And next.
Schlumperdink is when two people are about to walk into each other. So one person moves to the side, but then the other person moves to the same side, and so on, and so on.
Oh, I hate that when that happens. I hate it when you move to one side, that person moves to that side, and it keeps on going like that until one of you is forceful.
But is that the actual name for it? Schlumperdink.
I'm going to say real on this one.
I'm going to say, I really hope, well, because I hope it's real, I'm going to say real.
That one is real.
Oh.
Yes.
I'm learning a lot today from this. Paolo Nutini in the S Club Juniors almost, Pectorals, former name of Coldplay, and Schlumperdink and Actink, an actual word. And next.
Gogglebox posh couple Steph and Dom met as teenagers working together at a wimpy burger restaurant.
Ooh.
So, I love this couple off of Gogglebox. They're my favourite.
These are the posh ones, right?
Yeah, the really posh ones. My favourite bit so far of them is when they were watching lots of people on a reality show spray champagne everywhere and she went, "It'll be Prosecco, darling." Another bit is where he had the glass of whatever it was going to be, vodka, and was pouring it on her head. So he had like, the glass, which was about to be poured with vodka, and he was balancing it on her head and poured a drink that way. I quite want to be them.
It sounds so fun being posh.
Well, you'd know.
As if. I'm from Nottingham.
That doesn't mean, it doesn't mean you can't be posh.
Mm. You're a case of the carpet not matching the curtains. Have I used that phrase right? As in, you are from Nottingham, but you are posh. Have I done that one right?
No,
that...
I really don't think you have.
Is that wrong?
No, you're...
That's
what?
Definitely wrong.
That's really wrong. You're saying that her doesn't match her...
Oh, wrong phrase. Sorry, Alice.
I think you've just been really forward.
I'm sure your carpet does match the curtains.
Oh, you can't say that!
I meant it as in a posh... person from Nottingham, fine.
I'm so glad I'm not in the studio. I'm blushing profusely.
That's like saying collar and cuffs.
Is it?
You can't say that.
You just can't.
Anyway.
I do apologise, Alice, on his behalf.
Anyway, I think the idea of them meeting in a wimpy... No, I don't think this would be true because I just don't think they would have ever ventured in there. So for that reason, I'm going to say no real.
Oh, my gosh. I actually think, because it sounds so ridiculous, I think it could be real, because I think they might have gone to a fast food restaurant in the way that normal people would go to, like, a nice restaurant as a treat. They've gone as a novelty to a wimpy.
Okay, so you're saying real?
I'm saying real.
That one is no real.
Oh, of course they have. They've never been there. And at the end of that round of Real or No Real with Alice Levine...
I got 30, Alice got 20.
Gutted.
Gutted.
Are you going to come and see us again next week, then?
Shall I fly in person for the actual thing?
Oh, I'm not even here. But you can come in anyway.
Of course you're not.
No.
Yeah, right, I'll come in.
Scott's on safari.
What?
You know, one of those cosmetic safaris that you're talking about.
Well, do you know what? I've just got to the point at which, in the podcast, where Chris has bought his £25 holiday. So I thought maybe you'd be going there.
That was about this time last year, I think it was.
Last year, yeah.
How are you so far behind on these podcasts?
And I'm so devastated that we don't find out who Fish Pie Sue is.
This is ages ago. You're so weird. Okay, I'll see you soon.
See you
there. Love lots. Bye. Love you. Who are they? Who are they? Who are you? Who are you? Who am I? Tell them I'm Doctor Who. Tomorrow, Molly, off of Eurovision, our entry this year, plays Innuendo Bingo at 1:45. We're on Radio 1 from 1 o'clock. Come join us. Scott Mills, BBC Radio.